Patty Jones was born Peter Jones in 1953, more than a decade before the word transgender became part of the English language. Happily married to a wonderful woman for 24 years and with a daughter, Jones officially transitioned in 2004 at age 50. It was soon after she became dedicated to raising awareness around trans issues.
I've yet to speak to somebody one-on-one that even the most stern advocate against someone being a transgender, that after meeting and talking with me, does not have a changed view, or at least an increased understanding. And that's how you create change, is by changing people's minds and perspective about it. It always comes down, one of the things, biggest things that we fight is ignorance about what the journey is.
Jones has held a variety of leadership roles in the Western New York LGBTQ community, but perhaps most fulfilling, she says, has been facilitating a trans support group for parents at Gay and Lesbian Youth Services Western New York. For some 15 years, she's helped parents understand and come to terms with children struggling with their sexuality. But now, COVID has forced her to retire.
I've valued what I've done, and I've done it solely because I think there has been a need. And that I truly, truly will miss. I just can't mediate the risk factors. And I don't like doing things via the computer. It doesn't feel real to me.
Only 0.6% of the adult population identifies as transgender. That becomes more significant these days because COVID by itself can be so isolating, particularly so for sexual minorities who are more likely to have experienced a lifetime of feeling alone, rejected, and criticized.
I don't want to diminish the horrificness that everyone's experiencing during COVID, but I think for gender and sexual minority populations, going in, they were already disadvantaged, and so, yes, there are all these things that are combining to make this a particularly stressful and damaging time for them.
Research by University of Buffalo Associate Professor Amy Hecklenburg finds the pandemic is in fact driving an increase in risky health behaviors by the LGBTQ community. Increased substance abuse and cutting, for example, can be ways to cope if normal means aren't available.
We have seen a couple of additional cases of suicidality amongst our youth. Hopefully, we were able to head some of that off before it actually became yet another statistic.
GLIS Executive Director Robert Rausch worries about youth forced to learn remotely from home and isolated for prolonged periods of time with unsupportive families. He says the organization was helping several young people who came out to their families as gay just before the pandemic forced it to shut down.
We're told by Child Psychiatric Center that at any given time, an inpatient youth has an 80% chance of identifying as LGBTQ. LGBTQ youth are about 8 times more likely to engage in substance use. So COVID may have made a lot of things worse, but this situation was bad to begin with.
Buffalo's Compass House Executive Director Lisa Freeman says the emergency shelter already sees many LGBTQ youth who have run away or were living in an unsafe environment, and she expects COVID to bring in even more. In 2019, more than 1,000 people aged 5 to 24 were homeless in Erie County, and it's estimated that 40% were gay.
Compass House takes kids that are literally living on the streets ages 18 to 24 and sets them up in apartments and helps stabilize them so that by the end of the time they're in the program, they're able to pay their rent on their own. You know, they have whatever services they need. They have jobs that can help them sustain all of that. There's also not a lot of apartments out in the community that are in a reasonable amount of money. So I think once the eviction process starts, I think we're going to have quite a mess on our hands.
Jones says we'll have to have more conversations about these kinds of issues as more people push back against gender norms. Hecklenburg is working with Georgia State University to develop and test a brief web-based behavioral intervention to reduce COVID-related stress among sexual minorities. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.